can't tell if the chemistry's good by looking at it. It wasn't clear yesterday. For the last time, the saltwater pool is a chlorine pool.
This is the Talking Pools Podcast with pool pros from every region in the country. If it happens in a pool, you'll hear about it here. Everything from tips and hacks to the latest tricks and trends. Breaking news, we lay it on the line. We tell it like it is because we think you deserve to know.
Pool Perfect Max from Natural Chemistry is the premier weekly maintenance product for all pools. This 3-in-1 technology enhances clarity, maximizes pool program efficiency, and prevents problems. Take every pool care program to the max with Pool Perfect Max. Whether training a new employee or enhancing your own knowledge, Natural Chemistry offers a comprehensive online training program that covers everything from basic water chemistry to maximizing efficiency and troubleshooting. Visit www.ncprotraining.com today.
Welcome. This is Talking Pools. I remembered to introduce us this time. I'm Andrea.
And
I'm here with my co-host.
I'm Rudy Stangowitz. I am here.
Hey.
So.
Did you see the rocket launch? I missed it because I fell asleep.
No. Isn't it over by you?
Well, it's a little bit north of me, but I thought it was pretty cool because it was the world's first 3D printed rocket.
Oh, really?
This one was supposed to launch yesterday. It launched today.
Who did the 3D printing? Was this an Elon Musk thing?
I have no idea.
So some kid made it. Do you think it was David's kid?
It could have been.
Making little test sticks to a rocket?
To rockets, yeah.
It could be.
The Turin 1.
So we're talking about David Van Brunt's son, Caleb.
The title of the mission.
Caleb.
Title of the mission. Caleb was.
You know what? I could. Title. You say it your way. I say
Jesus
it my way. His name is Jesus Christ. His name is Caleb.
It's Caleb, bro.
Doesn't matter. He's the kid that makes all the 3D print pool stuff keychains, and they're really cool.
And he didn't make the rocket, but the mission, the name of the mission is Good Luck, Have Fun, which I thought was adorable.
That is, if you're flying bunnies into space.
Or 3D printed rockets.
Okay, there you go. So I was going to say, before we start, I wanted to put out a challenge to every manufacturer in the entire pool industry. I would like them to come and be a part of our show for at least for a few minutes at the very beginning, and the question that comes out of my mouth is going to be, what the f*** are you doing with pricing this year? How can you guarantee we're not going to have the shit show we had for the past 2 years? And if you can answer those questions, trust me, because we're not just going to go, yes, 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 yes. After that, we're going to argue the shit out of it because it's been a mess and everything has been passed on to the pool service companies, the pool builders, month after month after month. So I want to know, how do we know we're not going to have those problems with you? What have you done to ensure that we're not going to have problems? And again, then the proof is in the pudding. Don't twist my dick and tell me that you love me. I want to see proof. I need to see the proof.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Yeah, me too.
So there you go.
I'm not twisting anyone's dick though.
Breaking news! Just 2 years, 2 years after GHK purchases HASA, that's GHK Capital Partners LP, purchased in June of 2020. What a time to buy a company during the pandemic. 2 years, workforce shortage, product shortage, resin shortage, logistics shortage. What a 2 years they had. Not their fault, but it is definitely something they have to deal with. They've called it quits. HASA has been sold. That's right, it has been sold to Windpoint Partners. Windpoint Partners out of Chicago, Illinois. Will that change the trend? Who knows? Only time will tell. But Windpoint Partners does boast that they are a company that prides themselves on extreme levels of customer service. Not that anyone could fight a pandemic, but some of us did, and some of us lost. HASA has a new daddy, and the daddy's name is West Point Partners. Back to our regularly scheduled podcast. It's the beginning of the season.
What season?
It's the beginning of the pool season.
Is that a main drain cover? Do you have main drain covers hanging on your wall? Those, like, decorations?
I have two main drain covers. Those were sent to me by Abby's Hope. One of them is the old-style main drain, One of them is the
one on the left that I'm looking at.
The one on the left you're looking at is the old style main drain, which is non-compliant.
I see.
The one on the right
that looks dangerous
is the VGBA compliant or a VGBA compliant drain. So this way I can show folks the difference as I have classes. And I think that was very nice of them to send those to me.
That really was very nice.
There's nothing like seeing. And that's what we try to do. At least that's what I try to do in my classes. Visual this, visual that, touch this, touch that. The more you can touch, the more you can get your hands on, the better that stuff inbreds in your mind. Is inbred? No, that's not the right word.
No, that's
ingrains,
not the right word.
Ingrains. There's nothing inbred in your mind unless you're from certain parts of Florida and Louisiana. That's
in Alabama.
That's all a strong possibility. None of our listeners, of course. But, you know, there are some backwoods hillbilly humping motherfuckers out there, so we have to watch out for them, too.
You're going to have so many people mad at us. It's only been, like, 5 minutes.
Look, the only people who are going to be mad at me that have a right to be mad at me are somebody who's married to their first cousin or their sister, so let them.
Okay. Because you should be mad at yourself.
So, hey, you know, nothing says loving like cousin humping.
Our own show. Oh my God. But, you're going to get us kicked off our own show like you almost got us kicked out of the expo.
Which, go ahead, tell that story. I think they'll find amusing. It had nothing to do with me at all.
The story?
You haven't yet.
Yes.
No, it didn't.
Okay. So here's the story of how Rudy almost got us banned from Pool and Spa Expo in Orlando. So we, the kind folks at IPSA were sharing their booth with us.
I love and, IPSA.
Yes. And so Rudy decided he was going to bring his loudspeaker and microphone.
Like I do every year.
And just shout things at people as they're walking by.
Nice flowery language.
Absolutely not. So you start talking about, I think what were you, oh, I know what it was. So IPSA, right, they offer sick coverage, like route coverage if you get sick. And
which is
so
a beautiful
Rudy,
thing.
It really is. And I don't mean just like if you get a cold. I mean like if you have to go for surgery.
Exactly. And that's the point I was trying to get across. It did not just apply to the cold.
Well, Rudy thought it would be a good idea to list things that you would need to take the sick leave for. Something about purple urine was one of them. What was the other one? There was something else. And then he started screaming about needing testicle surgery.
Which and then, is not a bad word, and it is a reality, and it could happen. And trust me, if you had testicle surgery, you would need route coverage.
It's a very serious thing. We are not meaning to make light of these ailments. However, the people in the booth across from us did not appreciate your humor, I think is what it was. I think they just didn't get the jokes.
You mean the booth that didn't have anybody in it unless we drew a crowd in front of it and overspilled into their shabby little shack.
Correct. Well, apparently their complaint, from what I gathered of the whole entire situation, their complaint was that your loud voice was drowning out their ability to make sales.
Well, my loud voice is the only reason they had anybody standing in their friggin' booth, Karen motherfuckers.
Nothing to do with the fact that whatever they were selling was kind of garbage. But
had,
anyway,
had nothing to do with testicles.
Yes. So the funny part was they had already gone to complain. I think they went to the FSPA people and complained when you were talking about the purple urine. Now, the lady from the FSPA was already on her way up the aisle to tell you to shut it when you started screaming about testicles.
There was no screaming. There was no screaming involved whatsoever. I was speaking just like I'm talking now. Yet
she was mad.
Amplified.
You got my mom in trouble.
It's not the first time your mom's been in trouble.
Listen, that's a different show.
Okay. Anyway, that's been our fun. Well, you know, you never know what to expect when you invite us to a show. And speaking of which, I'll be at the Western show in a couple of weeks, the 23rd through the 26th. I will be there every single day of the expo, and I'll be chilling out in booth number 711. 711, that's the Aqua Star Pool Products booth, who happens to be one of the sponsors
awesome.
Of the show. We put out there for anyone, first come, first serve, who wants me to hang out in their booth. Actually, we needed a meeting point. They were kind enough to say, hey, have everybody come meet you here. So there you go. I will have a chair and we will get to say hello. And it's cool because I have not got to say hello to a lot of my friends on the West Coast face to face in a long, long time.
I'm jealous. I want to go. But you know what? You need to get a roller grill for your booth because your booth's 7-Eleven. So you need to have like
the hot dogs,
rolling cheeseburgers or whatever.
Nasty ass hot dogs from yesterday.
You need to have one of those.
So we want that. Well, Andrea's not going to be there because we can't all be at every single trade show. But Kelly Clancy and
there's so much fun.
Kelly Clancy and I will be at the Western show. Andrea will be in the Keys when that show comes about. When is that?
The Key West show is July. Oh my goodness, 14th to the 15th. Hold on, let me double check.
And the big draw there, double check. Of course, is the mashed potatoes.
The mashed potatoes, July 14th. Oh, wow. So, okay. No, well, the expo, like the trade show, the actual show is only Friday, the 14th. But on the 15th, you get to pick a recreational activity that is sponsored by, hold on, I have that info too. Sponsored by Pentair, Aquasalt, Fluidra, or Hayward. So you get a different.
So I think all of our listeners should go for pole dancing.
Oh, sure. Sounds fun.
Brought to you by the Big Three, the manufacturers of stainless steel in the industry, handrails, ladders, you name it. Now.
And poles.
Flipper poles. Yes, none of them.
We call them fitness poles.
Whatever you want to call it. None of them sponsor us anyway. Another question I had for you, it is the beginning of the season, right? So phosphates is the thing. And I was having this conversation with Mr. Beard yesterday. Do you know who that is?
Mr. Beard?
Yes.
Randy?
Mm-hmm. Almost.
Blanking.
But it's going to be Randy's brother, Greg. Anyway, we were talking yesterday because I'm coming out to the Western show and we haven't seen each other in oh my God, I can't tell you. Anyway.
What's up, Randy? He said hi because he's a good friend.
He was talking about how he is adding his phosphate removers with a squirt bottle. You tell me the advantage of that. Come on, because I know you know it. You can figure it out. You got it in your head. I can see the wheels turning. Every visit he goes out with a squirt bottle, squirts a little bit of phosphate remover into the water and moves on, which is genius and exactly how it should be done. But why? Talk.
Well, because phosphate treatments are a pain in the ass. So if you just do a little bit of it at a time, you're not going to have that fallout, the filter load up. You're not going to have to vacuum to waste. You're not going to have to deal with any of that crap.
Exactly, which is what makes it brilliant. He was talking to me about it, and he was saying, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, interrupt you. You interrupted me. I forgot what I was going to say now. Thanks a lot. It's a maintenance thing as opposed to like one big treatment.
Right.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. It helps for those pools where you have phosphates coming out of the tap water because you can't do a full treatment anyway. That's completely pointless.
That also, but back to your original thought, these pools with the higher phosphate levels, if he's out there and gives it a squirt every week, he's removing a little bit at a time, which to your point means his filter doesn't get all fucked up in one shot, having him have to come back out 2-3 days later for multiple backwashes, multiple rinses. He can just go along with his normal filter maintenance as he pulls out, as he draws out, just a little bit at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. I have a couple of pools that I do that too, where I just squirt in a couple of ounces. I mean, the squirt bottle is actually a pretty good idea because I just like dump in and like look at the measurement on the side and kind of just guess.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. I think that's the way everybody should do it.
It is.
And if they're not doing it that way, as far as I'm concerned, you're wrong. So pick up on that.
It was an incredible time saver. You don't have to make the customer mad by charging them for an extra treatment.
We'll add this time of year.
I mean, you can include the phosphates in your chemical stuff. You know, obviously charge for that. That's not what I meant. But you don't have to be like, oh, you know, your pool needs this treatment, and then people are going to go, "What are you charging me $300 for?" or whatever you're charging. You know, it's just extra stuff that you don't have to deal with. And my biggest pain in the ass treatment that I ever did and would just avoid at all costs is a phosphate treatment. So you have to come back the next day. You got to vacuum to waste. Oh, it's a nightmare. Hate it.
And
it, clean the filter.
And this time of year, it makes perfect sense. I get it. You go to those pools that you get for the first time in the middle of the summer, and the phosphate levels are through the roof, and you've tried everything else. You can't get the green to go away. You know that you have to get the phosphates out before you can tackle the green to take its legs out from under it. I get it. That's the time that you go ahead, give it the big blast, and deal with the filter issues. But now on these pools, just as we're heading into the season, it doesn't make any sense to have to do it that way. I don't think so. So yeah. Brilliant idea.
Well, like I said, it's if you have phosphates coming out of the tap water, doing a whole treatment like that is just completely pointless. But I have a question real quick, because I just thought of something.
Go for it.
Now, tell me what you think here. And I've heard this from a couple people. The first time I heard it, I thought the person was nuts. And then I heard it from somebody else. And I was like, are you nuts too? Or am I just missing something? You can't see phosphates.
No.
Right? You can't see with your eyes visibly that a pool has phosphates, no. Correct?
No.
You cannot. Okay, then what the fuck are people talking about?
I don't know what the question was, so I have no idea.
The question was, you can't see phosphates.
Correct.
So why are people saying they can see phosphates?
Who says they can see phosphates?
I've heard it from like three or four people.
From under the bus. Who is it? Go ahead. Just give names. So then, who can see them?
One of them is a coworker of mine, and two of them, I saw it on Facebook, like just random comments in the threads.
What evidence do they have of this sight ability of theirs to see?
I think some people think that the algae being a certain color means that it's phosphate.
What?
Yeah, that's what I've, I'm just repeating what I have seen written in text on the internet.
You mean like somebody's lawn? If somebody's lawn has a nice deep dark green color, then we know they probably fortified it with iron. So you're saying something similar?
No.
Look at that beautiful algae over there. They must be using phosphates.
Had people tell me if the algae itself is bright green in color, that means it's phosphates. Mm-hmm. And I went, okay, buddy, sure. But somebody else was like, oh, I saw that there were phosphates in the pool, so I added phosphate remover. I'm like, I don't. What did you see? Because
it's not bad to add it, like we were just talking about, in a minute amount, if without testing
it. I just want to know what the hell you people are seeing.
They're not seeing any. They're delusional. They are having.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's what's going on there. Hallucination.
Too much chlorine.
Hallucinating.
Huffing too many tabs.
Tab huffing is. You know, which really, there was a big hurt on the tab huffers in the past 2 years with the inability to get chlorine tablets. We talked about it the other week, too, and this is something people need to pay attention to. Whether you believe in the phosphate craze or not, you should, because it is one of the things that you can control that actually comes in your tap water. You get phosphates, you get nitrates, you get silicates, you get a lot of stuff that algae needs to live on. You can't do anything about nitrates. You can't do anything about silicates. You can control your calcium hardness. We know we need to keep it on the lower side to keep algae out. You can control your pH and keep it on the lower side. So that's two out of what, six things? Take the phosphates out, go for three out of six, and you have a better job at crippling it. You have a better job at thwarting its presence.
And you have nicer looking water.
Without being able to see phosphates.
Can I just add so that everybody knows, because I know this is a thing too.
Mm.
People will pour, like they'll drop some phosphate remover in the pool. And if it clouds up, oh, that means there's phosphates. I think we talked about this, and that's just not true. The phosphate remover, lanthanum, it reacts to carbonates in the water. That's why it gets cloudy.
And it will always.
So if you have a high alkalinity, if you have a high calcium, you have a high whatever.
Rudy and Andrea will be right back with more Flock It Fridays after these messages.
Aquastar's new pipeline cartridge filters, available in two sizes, deliver top-notch hydraulic efficiency along with best-in-class filtration performance, approaching that of DE filters. Uniquely designed open pleat spacing means 100% of the media square footage is usable. And these claims are backed by NSF test results. Designed with a pro's time and comfort in mind, the patented double locking system improves safety and ease of access, making filter cleanings faster than ever before. Available now. Ask your supplier for pipeline filters today.
Blu-ray XL is the power of minerals working for you. Reduce your overall chemical costs and labor up to 50% guaranteed. Whether you have 20 accounts or 20,000, Blu-ray XL's direct pricing and free shipping to the pool trade have you covered. Improving pool professionals' profit and work-life balance is what they do. Blu-ray XL, the real mineral purifier. Visit them at BluRayXL.com.
Blu-ray all day.
Pool Magazine is the hottest new publication for the pool and spa industry. Featuring up-to-the-minute news on what's happening in the pool world in a fresh new stylized format with our mobile-friendly app. Pool Magazine is the app for keeping your fingers on the pulse of the pool industry. You'll find featured news, editorials, podcasts, videos, and more on the Pool Magazine app. Download on Google Play and the App Store.
We have a listener question for us. Actually, Hooray. It's a listener statement. It comes from Kelly Kincaid. Kelly Kincaid. It doesn't say where she's out of, but it's titled, Are You Ready? Familiar. Are you sitting? Are you ready for this? It's called
Do I Have to Sit?
Corn Sex.
What?
Exactly. Hi, Rudy and Andrea. There seemed to be some confusion on a recent podcast. I just caught up with it. Could have been a bit. Why you detassel corn? The tassel is the pollen-producing part of the plant at the very tippy top of the plant. It's brown, fluffy-looking spikes usually. The silks or the hairy stuff on the ears of corn are the female parts of the stamens of that plant. Usually the pollen from the top falls on the silks and you get more corn seeds or the grains you eat or feed to whatever. You detassel the corn prior to pollen production so seed producers can then spread the pollen of their choice over the fields to achieve the seed with the characteristics they desire. It's for corn seed. That's why not all fields are detasseled. You only detassel corn that will be used for seed, not field corn for production. Love you guys. Kelly.
Thank you. That is so helpful because I did not know any of that.
Well, I think that's the point she was trying to help out. You left Illinois too young. You said you did leave before the detasseling began.
Right. So I had no idea why you actually detassel things. So cool. Thank you.
And the cornfields I worked on in New York, Long Island, the Long Island cornfields.
They did not get detasseled?
They did not get detasseled. They were picked specifically and shipped directly to the supermarket with the tassel on.
Cool.
So
good to know.
Thank you, Kelly Kincaid. We appreciate that. And of course, anything that we ever say that
should we change your name? Should we change your name to the Talking Corn Podcast?
I liked Corn Sex, the title of her email, which, you know, definitely, Kelly, hilarious. You do know how to get me to open an email that is an attention grabber. But anything we ever say on the podcast, even if it's not pool related, if we hang a left and stumble across our facts, please send us an email to the talking pool, to talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com, and set us straight, because the one thing we want to do is make sure that everything we spew out to you is always 100% accurate.
This week in headlines, a Volusia County pool owner was surprised by an 11.5-foot alligator in her swimming pool. This, despite the fact that she had herself one of them Florida screen enclosed pools. Remember that enclosure is designed to keep out mosquitoes, not big-ass reptiles. The bottom line is a 1,000-pound crocodilian is gonna go wherever the prehistoric pool pest wants to go. In other news, NASA is tracking an asteroid they estimate to be the size of an Olympic swimming pool. Currently, the gigantic chunk of space rock is on a trajectory that gives it a 1 in 600 chance of hitting the Earth. If the space invader dubbed 2023 DW should hit, the damage would be far less than that of the 7.5-mile-wide Dino destroyer that hit our planet 66 million years ago. Yes, the only thing that story had to do with pools is that NASA compares the object's size to a 25-yard by 50-meter competition pool. In Nossington, Leicestershire, United Kingdom, firefighters spent 2 hours removing a horse that had fallen through a safety cover. Not to be outdone by the looplock elephant, the horse, whose name has been withheld for privacy reasons, took one look at the safety cover, said hold my feed bag, and began a trot straight across the spring-loaded winter cover. Now, back to Rudy and Andrea.
Fucking light bulbs.
Light bulbs?
I have a problem with, of all things, fucking light bulbs. Never thought we'd be talking about fucking light bulbs, but guess what we're going to be talking about right now?
Is it light bulbs?
Fucking light bulbs. Absolutely.
And not just regular light bulbs, fucking light bulbs.
Exactly. So those are the kind that goes in, go into pool lamps, in case you weren't aware. So we have
the lamps?
Correct. The
light
fixture in the side of the wall.
In the water. Okay.
Yes, lamp. So, you know, we have three different types of bulbs.
I love lamps.
Typically, we have incandescent, halogen, and LED bulbs that we use. Halogen, not so much. But here's the thing.
I thought you were going to be upset about the string lights that people put over their pools. That's where I thought you were going.
That's a whole different problem, but it's
that's
not
a different
my
episode.
Problem. It's not my problem, right? If you're a pool service person, you go out and there's string lights over the pool, you whack those with your pole.
Yes, you actually just absolutely do.
Whip out your pole and start whacking everything. Now, back to my issue. So remember when they first started talking about the Department of Energy and everybody having to switch to variable speed pumps?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I do remember that. Sorry.
They talked about it a lot, right? From the minute it came out all the way up into the point where it happened.
Correct.
It was in all the news. It was one of the things that went across social media. All the distributors were letting people know, hey, this law is going into effect. It's happening soon. Pretty soon, you will no longer be able to buy a pump that is not a variable speed pump. Correct?
Yes, that's what happened.
So you would think that that was kind of nice of them to put that information out so that way people knew that this was coming. In fact, you could say that they are somewhat obligated as a manufacturer, as a distributor, to put this information out so that way the people who purchase these things know that that's happening.
So is something changing and they didn't let us know and it's already changed and now we're all screwed?
Yes.
Cool.
Fucking light bulb. So last April, and this is a Biden thing, he signs this energy efficient law that all of a sudden states that in order to have a light bulb now, the light bulb has to give you 45 lumens per watt. 45 lumens per watt, which is a lot. That's super, super bright shit.
I don't really know what that means.
What it means, it's how bright it is in the water, how much light actually comes out of the light bulb itself. How bright the light bulb is. So in other words, if you have a 2-watt bulb, which you could have with LED, then you would need 90 lumens of light from that bulb, which isn't far from what it is for LED lights.
I guess I'm confused. So the manufacturer, that's the manufacturer's responsibility, or is that in how?
Well, this is a government law. This is a government law. It was signed in April to go into effect in the beginning of March, March 1st. So it means it's already in effect now. And it kind of rolled out stupidly, and that's what kind of pisses me off. So basically, our bulbs aren't bright enough for the amount of power they use in order to meet the requirements of this law. In fact, no one's incandescent bulbs are bright enough for the amount of power they use in order to be okay in this law. So this is put out. So what this basically means is incandescent light bulbs, they've already become illegal. And here's how it played out. So it went into effect in April. Manufacturers were permitted to still purchase these. See, I pulled that from you.
I see that.
They were permitted to still purchase these bulbs, even though they knew they were going away all the way up until January 1st.
Those motherfuckers.
Distribution was allowed to sell these products all the way through March 1st.
Those motherfuckers.
If you happen to be a service company or a builder who has purchased these lights and you have them on hand, you have until March 1st to get rid of them.
Wow. That's,
now, if you're like most people who had trouble getting product in the past 2 years because of the manufacturers and distribution, right? So if you had problem getting this product in the past few years, you might have taken advantage of it when they came in, and you might have stocked up, and you may have a supply on hand. A lot of your inventory is going to hit the dumpster.
Really? Like, just throw it away? You can't, like, trade it in?
You could possibly replace the bulb with an LED bulb, but once you take the lamp apart and put a different bulb in there, guess what? No more warranty on that lamp. So the problem I have with this, okay, all's fine. It's not a pool industry thing. It's a national thing. It affects everything. But the manufacturers who continue to purchase these bulbs up and through the end of the year, distribution who continues to sell through the beginning of March, had an obligation, in my belief, to make sure that this was as well known as the f***ing pump code.
Yeah, that seems like bullshit.
And maybe, you know, there's no law that said they had to do it, but it's the right thing to do. Now you have people with stock. Now you have people who are selling these things, and we have to get rid of this product, switch over, get different stuff. I think they should take back the lamps that are out there in the market that haven't been sold yet and replace them with compliant light fixtures.
They definitely should.
So just to give you an idea, so we deal with a 100-watt bulb. They currently put out about 1,600 lumens of light. So it should be, in order to meet this code, 4,500 lumens. So it's one-third as bright as it should be. We also deal with 300-watt bulb. 300-watt bulb, they're looking at 13,500 lumens, and what they're currently getting is a max of 4,800. So again, one-third. And then the 500-watt bulbs, they start at 6,000. So, but if we take the 6,000, right, and we divide that by 500, you'll see that the 500-watt bulbs are only putting out 12 lumens per watt. Needs to be 45 lumens per watt. That's the problem. So all incandescent bulbs, and people are saying, well, it's just the 100 watt. No, it's pretty much all incandescent bulbs are going to be trashed. But don't you think that there should have been a sign in the distributor or manufacturer notifications going out in April?
Where were all the pool magazines and stuff? All the industry publications.
I seen one that came out a few days ago. It looks like they were late to the table as well. What they're saying,
can't buy that anymore.
What they're saying is this one is much more strict than the variable speed pump law, which to me, it's a light bulb, but apparently that's where we're using most of our energy. Is in being able to see one another,
I see.
Whether you're in the pool or not. So, la-di-da to them, bastards. Again, everything just says that it's going to be more strict, it's going to be more stringent. Basically, it looks like now, if you use a regular light bulb, you will get the death penalty. Is how it reads to me at this point. I'm so... March 7th, that's when Pool and Spa News actually ran an article, March 7th, talking about this, which is 7 days after the fact and only 3 days ago. So you ask where the pool industry is. It doesn't look like much of us were made aware. It says here distributors and retailers will be prohibited from selling non-compliant lights beginning March 1st. Can't sell.
Already into it.
Yeah, you have it in stock. What are you going to do?
How many people woke up this morning and went to go buy them and couldn't?
Well, not even this morning, for the past 10 days. So this went into 10 days ago. Pool and Spa, I mean, I'm not knocking Pool and Spa News. We didn't know about it either, but this is like, you know, several months after the fact. This was a sneaky law. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, kind of a big deal.
It wasn't spoken to. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the light manufacturers knew about it. It would be ignorant to think they did not. I'm sure they're more up on the laws affecting the friggin' light bulbs than other people. But so this kind of came out late after the fact with a lot of other crap going on. Everybody getting used to DOE. So here the cutoff was January 1 as far as being able to produce, sell, or import these now illegal light bulbs that will infiltrate the pool.
Are you just that
black market
contraband?
Black market light bulbs.
Does that make them contraband?
Hey, kid, you want light? You want a light bulb? Yes, it makes them contraband. Scary. It says, okay, July 31st, companies that sell non-compliant lights between March 1st and July 31st will be given a reduced penalty. Beginning August 1st, distributors, retailers, builders, service people, you're getting a full Department of Energy penalty. I don't know what that is, if it involves anything with it may involve taking your firstborn child. It could involve you having to spend an hour contained with sheep. I have no idea. In either case,
what? It's
some scary ass shit to me, all because of this light bulb. And am I mad about the light bulb? It is what it is. You can't do anything about it. This was President Trump's plan. President Biden signed it into law. The bottom line is, though, I think it should have gotten the same attention.
Should told someone?
Yeah, it should have had the same attention that the energy efficient pumps had. So this way, people knew it was coming. People who were going to stock up and did may not have. What about the people who bought, you know, early buys run November through December. How many people stocked up on pool lights during their early buys and bought all this crap that they can no longer sell because March 1st has passed?
I feel like people are going to do it anyway. Just sell what they have. Nobody, you're really going to trash all that? Like, just throw it in the garbage?
I can't tell you. I don't know. You know what? It's very easy to make decisions when you're not in that position. I can say that. Mm. And right now, I'm not sitting on a stockpile of lights, so I can't tell you what decisions I would make if I would. But you know what? Do I blame anybody? I don't condone breaking the law. But, well, I have to say that. You know, it's a legal thing. Or maybe it's not. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it anyway. I don't condone breaking the law, but what are you going to do? 15,000, 30,000. There's some big builders out there. I bet you somebody out there has $40,000, $50,000 worth of pool lights sitting in a warehouse. All of a sudden, they can't sell.
Anyway, listen, I told you to remind me about this story, and you haven't, and you're lucky I just remembered.
We haven't done a podcast episode since then. It's been 2-3 weeks. Yeah.
Has it? No, well, we recorded last week.
Last one we did, it didn't really tie in, but go ahead.
Oh, I get you. Okay, so here's the story. I have a pool with a property manager, okay? We all love property managers. This guy called me. I gave him my number. I gave him my personal number just because, I don't know. I shouldn't have. I needed to. Anyway, he calls me and he goes, hey, so we're having a party and we want to know. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me start over. This is how he started the conversation.
You want to know if you'll jump out of the cake.
No. He said, hey, did the office call you and let you know about an extra cleaning? And I was like, no. Now, mind you, this was on a Friday that he called me and I was just there the day before on Thursday. Cleaned the whole thing, brushed, you know, did the whole thing. And I said, no, they didn't. What's going on? And he's like, well, we're having a party on Sunday. And so we wanted to know if we could get an extra cleaning, if you could come by on Saturday. And I was like, no, don't work on Saturday. I was like, but maybe there's, you know, an on-call. Maybe there's like a special thing I can get, whatever. So I'll ask the office and I'll let you know. He's like, okay. So I called the office and I was like, hey, did you guys need me to go back to this pool to do an extra? And they're like, no. He wanted you to come on Saturday and nobody works on Saturday. And I was like, all right, well, it seemed like he was trying to get me to come in for free and be like, trying to get me to offer to be like, oh, well, because he knows that I do a house a couple houses down from him. So I feel like he was trying to like get me to offer to come and do the pool.
He was
having to pay an extra fee and get me to drop what I was doing just to like accommodate them.
He was trying to trick you. He was going to take advantage of you.
He was. He absolutely
people
was.
People suck sometimes. That happens. Yeah. Did that happen with your business, though, too? Like, if Tuesday was their regular day and all of a sudden they're having a party on Saturday, they'd call on Friday and say, hey, look, I'm having a party tomorrow. There's some leaves in my pool. Yes. Can you just swing out here and grab them? And then expect that to be included in your service fee?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It did happen a couple of times. And, you know, I was a little bit naive and trying to, you know, build up a route and get and make people happy. So it did happen a couple of times where I did drop what I was doing or make time for these people. But I am so glad that I called the office before, because he's talking to me and I almost did it too, because I tend to be too nice to people. And I almost was like, well, since I'm in the area tomorrow, I can come back. And I didn't say it. And I'm so f-ing glad that I
didn't. People lie.
Because then I called the office. Yeah. And they're like, no, we told them that we can't do that. And if I had opened my mouth, I would have just fucked everything all. And well, mostly me, but
people
would have got a free cleaning. I would have been super mad that day. Oh my goodness.
All lie. Homeowners, staff, like this scenario, other businesses. I had an instance with a landscaper. I think I told you about it. And this is way before any of these pool service software apps existed. So they weren't around at the time. But I used to do a lot of commercial, or not a lot of commercial. I did a lot of commercial pools, but I used to do a lot of foreclosed pools for real estate,
right,
for banks. And I've mentioned that to everybody before. So I have the realtor call me up one day, and I've already done several hundred with him. I got several hundred more coming. I'm cool with that. Love the guy. And he's like, look, I know it's not our normal day, but can you go out there Tuesday, spritz up the pool, make sure it looks sharp, because I want to take somebody by and show the house. And of course, I say, okay, no problem. I'll do it. I'll knock it out. So Tuesday morning, I head out there first thing, make sure it looks pristine, and then go on about my way. So 11 o'clock that morning, I get a phone call from my realtor, pissed off. I mean, livid. And he's like, I thought you said, and you could have said no, and it would have been fine. But once you told me you were doing it, I was planning on it, I was counting on it, blah, blah. I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, thank God the landscaper went out there this morning. He just sent me all these pictures of a pool with nothing but leaves across the surface. And I'm like, let me send me those pictures. So what he sent me was leaves and grass clippings just floating on the surface of the pool. Nothing on the floor of the pool. Nothing sunk. It's just all floating.
Yep.
And I was like, mother, father, that son of a bitch blew everything across the pool and then called the realtor and blamed it all on me. And from that day forward, I took a picture of every single pool, every single one, after I was finished in each pool, because nobody was ever going to pull that shit with me again. I was so fucking pissed.
I bet that just pissed me off and it didn't even happen to me.
No, but you know what? It did lend to me sending all of my customers photos eventually, not all of them, but the ones that wouldn't be at their homes on a regular basis, the landlords, the rental properties, the business people who traveled a lot, vacation rentals, those types of things where the people wouldn't get to see their pools. I decided that they should be able to see their pools after I clean it. I'm proud of what I've done. I've done a great job. And then I...
Was it really hard for them to tell when you sent them the black and white photos?
No, we didn't have any way to send it at that point in time. It was carrier pigeon. But
I was, yeah.
But
did you have to bring like the whole setup, the camp? Because that was in the 1900s, right?
All right, clown. 300 million clowns out of work in this country, and you decided to audition right here. Who knows? Anyway.
I have another story. I have another
story. My story finished. No, I think not. Anyway, ultimately used it as a selling feature to those people and then just automatically sent it. Okay, my story's done. Go ahead, clown.
And then Rudy paved the way for us all having to send pictures to us.
Coincidentally, I'm sure there's a lot of people who don't take advantages of the full function of those apps, which is a shame.
Were you doing it with the actual camera or did you have a cell phone camera?
I had a cell phone.
Long ago.
It was a cell phone.
Okay.
But you had an actual camera.
So you weren't like, dragging around a Polaroid.
I had to take the film over to Genovese and have it developed, and then I would send it out in the mail to everybody.
Yes, with stamps.
Shithead. What's your story now?
On the Pony Express. Okay, so now I have another property manager story. This one's real short. Okay. I get a text, and it's a group text with all the managers and then this property manager. And he says, hey, all. The upstairs pool was filling and draining at the same time. I guess the sensors are mixed up.
What?
That's what the text said. It said, hey, y'all, The upstairs pool is filling and draining at the same time. Oh, I'm sorry. Then he says he went to go shut off the water supply, but I'm guessing the sensors are mixed up. He provided me with the solution. Wasn't that nice?
That was nice.
Well, fortunately, after a few minutes, I figured out what he meant, which was the autofill was overflowing the pool and it was going out the overflow drain.
Nice. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
So it took me a few minutes. I felt really dumb and I was like, wait a minute, I'm not the dumb one. Why did he say it like that? But yeah, so the autofill sensor's bad.
We would run into that with some of the commercial pools too this time of year and toward fall when the leaf fall was more heavy, the gutter pools that had surge pits. What would happen is mm-hmm. then when the leaves would block the grates in the gutters and then also cover the main drain,
the pump is going to stop.
And the pump would start pumping out more water, which would activate the autofill, which was the toilet plunger style that was in the surge pit, mm-hmm. and then just cause the pool to overflow all over the place.
Oh, nice.
And I would get the calls. Can you get out here right away? Well, there's an extra fee for that. Yeah. What do you mean it's not included? Well, you can move the leaves yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I would have people be like, oh, well, the leaves are clogging the grates, so that means the pump is going to blow up or whatever the hell they would. Oh, it's going to ruin the pump. I'm like, no, it's there's another suction outlet. It's going to be okay, people.
It's some crazy stuff. Have you been listening? Kelly's actually been doing some stuff with the folks in Australia on the podcast there. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not.
She's been going in there and talking to them about electric. I know her and Dan have their series going on.
Cool.
They just finished their electrical series on the podcast.
Kelly.
Tuesdays with Dan and Kelly. Also, then now they're about to start they're starting their equipment series on that same every Tuesday. We're going to have Kelly and Dan talking about the different types of pool equipment, as well as troubleshooting, installation, tools needed, all kinds of things like that, which they think is super, super cool.
Yeah, that is awesome. I will have to listen because I'll probably learn something.
And I did learn listening to the folks in Australia that they're at risk of running out of beer.
Oh, no.
So that podcast is geared a little differently.
Maybe I should listen to that one too.
You should listen to all of them and support the team.
I do when you send me them.
Support the team.
Wayne is funny.
So Wayne is Wayne. He's always been a good guy. So I like him a lot. He's one of my oldest friends in the industry. Now the bird's freaking out. Like a friggin' velociraptor.
It's a small one, though.
It's really cute and cuddly, and if I stick my arm in there, I swear to God, I'll pull out a bloody stump.
I used to have a cockatoo. What kind of bird is it?
It's a conure, which is a...
Oh, yeah. I used to have a cockatiel.
A cockatoo? What?
It flew away. Cockatiel.
Cockatiel. That's the one with the big beak, like the Fruity Pebbles. Not Fruity Pebbles.
That's a toucan.
Toucan Sam. Different. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's totally different.
A little one.
Cockatiel is the little one with the little thing on its head. You
did
know,
it fly away or did your mom let it go?
Both. She opened the door and the bird flew out the fucking door. Never saw it
again. She yelled, shoo, get out of here, or it was an accident?
No, it was an accident.
Okay, cool. So
I think.
What do you got coming up for you in the near future?
For me? Aside from the pool show?
Well, that's not until... July, so July. There's a few months in between here and there. What pool-related thing?
Just looking at pools.
Just crushing it out in the field. Good for you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. It makes me jealous.
Yeah. It gets hot.
Yeah, it used to get hot when I did it, too. I swear to God, if I could still walk as well, I might pick up a small round just to stay out there, and because I loved it.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that, you know, if I ever, like, I don't think I, well, I don't want to say never, because cleaning pools as an old person probably sucks.
Thank you.
No problem. But yeah, no, I've thought about it before. Like, I don't think I could do anything else. And I would always like to keep like a small handful of pools to do, just so that you keep yourself fresh. You get nice, fun stuff happening. Nice frustration. Cool things to see. It's a cool job.
It was the part of the job I loved the most. I'll tell you what, I've done okay teaching and with the other things that I've done, but I really missed being out there in the field. So anyway.
Well, you have a pool, right?
I do.
Go clean your own pool.
Every day, five times a day. Sure, like a little route.
Yeah, throw some leaves in there for it. Yeah, like throw leaves in there so you have something to
grab. I get in my truck, drive around the block a few times, come back. It's just like,
yeah, there you go.
And on that note, I'm Rudy Stankiewicz. This has been the Talking Pools podcast. Thank you for tuning in with us. Until next time.
And I'm Andrea. I still don't have a catchphrase yet, but I'm working on it.
Be good.
And support our other shows. And yeah, have a great weekend.
Be safe.
I just wanted to take a minute to say thank you for listening today. I'm hoping you enjoyed the episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together for you. Listen, it's been a couple of wacky, crazy, screwed up years from pandemic to Poolmageddon. I just want you to know that we are all in this together. If there's anything that we can do for you, send me an email at talkingpools@gmail.com. Again, that's talkingpools@gmail.com. We're here. This is your podcast. We are the Pool People's Podcast, of the pool people, for the pool people, by the pool people's body. Podcast. This one is about you. So thank you for tuning in and listening. Do me a favor, click subscribe before you go. That way you don't miss an episode.